I'm so really excited to be part of this glorious Sunday. I know God has in store big things for us this morning. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Pastor, for having me here. He's really a man of God. I was speaking at the Campcraft last Thursday, and he was just there cheering me up. You know, it's totally different if you have fellow minister cheering you up, and it's really a great encouragement. I want to say thank you also to Brother Bill and Nancy, and of course their son William. They are such incomparable, lovely, you know, they just radiating the love of Jesus. I really enjoy their fellowship, their generosity. They feed me so good. And thank you very much. I don't have enough words to just express my gratitude, but I know all of us, our goal is to live for Jesus. Amen. And to all of you here, I am so grateful for this wonderful opportunity that I could be part of your church. I could be part of this wonderful service today. I'd like us to read John chapter 14, 11 and 12. That says, believe me that I am in the Father. In the Father, in me. Or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Jump to John 4, 35. It says, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look the field. They are ripe for harvest. This morning I would like to share with you a message entitled, Serving God with Greater Works. Serving God with greater works. The works that I do shall he do also. A greater works than this shall ye do. You know, I haven't heard yet a pastor walk on the water. But Jesus did. I haven't heard a Christian or a preacher calling out a deed for 4 days, but Jesus did. He called out Lazarus after 4 days when Lazarus was on the grave, and he called out, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus resurrected. So how can we compare the work that Jesus has done? Yet, he said, the works that I do, you do even greater. We cannot really compare the miracles Jesus had accomplished when he was on earth. Yet, it is a big encouragement to us believers. In John chapter 14, verse 13, he even mentioned that, ask anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. What is this word that Jesus said? Greater works than you do. I believe that when Jesus said greater works, number one, it has to do with our mission. Jesus came on earth, concentrated his work in Jerusalem. He never preached to the Gentiles. So I believe that when Jesus gave us this challenge, he has in mind a global mission. So greater works includes global in scope. Why? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as testimony to all nations, and the end will come. I believe that greater works involve our mission. Our mission is global in scope. I am not here to challenge you to do global works because you are already doing it. I came to know that you are supporting lots of missionaries out there doing mission involving in a global mission works. But I am here to just say thank you for taking part of that greater works God, Jesus had commanded us to do and accomplish. I believe that this church exists to do greater. Because the Lord has opened your eyes for that global mission. Welcoming me this morning is a solid demonstration of your solid understanding to the global mission God has commissioned us to do and accomplish. Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, gathered his disciples and said, commissioned them with a great, wonderful mission that they go out to the world so that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached. You know, I was born in the mountain. I never realized that someday the Lord opens opportunity for me to travel to different parts of the world and preach the gospel. In my status, you know, growing up in the mountain, no much exposure. But I grown up in revival. I grown up in a family that believes on the sovereignty of God. A family that believed that God heals yesterday, today, and forever. Growing young, we saw in our own eyes that sick people, people who cannot walk, they brought it in our house. Every night we do a prayer meeting, and that's why I almost memorize hymnals. You know, we have Bible in hymnals. And every night we sing those hymnals and after that prayed. And I tell you, people who are sick, whom they brought in our home, they carried to our home. And after weeks, after several days, I saw it on my eyes. The Lord has healed them and now they are walking back home. I tell you, the God we are serving is the God who heals before, same yesterday, today, and forever. And the reason why God has challenged us to do mission globally is just because we are empowered. The Lord Jesus Christ said, hey, don't go yet to the mission field, but go to Jerusalem, receive the power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Greater works not only tells us about global in scope, but number two, plenteous in harvest. Plenteous in harvest. Then he said him unto disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's why John 4:35 tells us that open your eyes and look at the harvest field. They are ripe for harvest. Christian, believers who love the Lord. You know, I praise God that, you know, everywhere I go in America, you have a beautiful sanctuary. Carpeted, you know. Spacious. And in my city, we are so packed and we don't have much space. We are renting out the top floor of one of our mall for us to gather people to worship the Lord. You have a nice place. You are blessed. But may I have that privilege to just remind you this morning. Don't just look on your blessing and enjoy your blessing within, but open your eyes to the harvest field. Open your eyes to where God has called this nation. I believe it is necessary for me to mention this morning that I am a third generation preacher. Why? Because many years back, American missionary after the World War II, they came to our city in the far-flung part of our mountainous province. They went there with a brave heart. They don't care if they will die in the mission field. Their heart is burning for Jesus. And because of that, my grand-great-parents came to know the light, they saw the light because someone bravely came to preach the gospel in our own humble place. And my great-grandparents received the Lord as their Lord and Savior, and they saw the light. They were transformed, they were blessed. And we are the result. I'm standing before you to just say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for having those missionaries who believe in their heart that God has called them no matter what. I read one article that really blessed me. An American missionary, before they went out for mission many, many years back, they got a coffin, where they put that dead person. Am I communicating when I say coffin? Okay. I need to be sure because sometimes I'm using English, but that I thought it is an English you're using here, but it's not. And so part of that ceremony, as they released that missionary to the harvest place, is they got a coffin. Some of their clothes that they cannot bring into the mission field, they put it in that coffin to tell them that if we will not see in this life, we will see you in heaven. What a great commitment. And the Lord has honored that. Greater works will tell us global in scope. Greater works tells us plenteous in harvest. God is calling you. God is calling us to reconsider our calling. America was blessed by the Lord. God has blessed you with so much influence. So influential. And with that, as you continue to do what God has called you to accomplish for the global mission and for the greater harvest of souls, the Lord will continue to bless you. Number three, greater works would also mean greater needs of workers. Why greater needs of workers? Because there are plenteous, great number of souls to be saved. I was just telling you a while back that when the Lord called me into an international ministry, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Resources-wise, but I never regard myself as poor. I believe that when God calls, He provides. I believe there are 1,000 ways of God to supply our needs. Greater works, man. Greater, it requires greater number of workers. Again, I would say thank you for sending those missionaries to different parts of the world because you understood that in order for us to fulfill our divine mandate, divine assignment, we need to send out missionaries. We need to intensify our prayer life. We need to intensify our worship. We need to intensify our generosity. Why? God is looking for people who do an extra mile for His kingdom. So greater works would also include greater needs of workers. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers. I would challenge you that in your prayer time, pray that God, the Lord of the harvest, will send more workers who will take the world for Christ. And we can do it. Can I just ask you to shout with me, we can do it. Louder, please. Yes, we can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Greater needs of workers. And number four, greater works would also mean the Lord Jesus Christ guaranteed supply of all needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches, not our riches, but with the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, the greater works that God has given us to accomplish requires greater generosity. When we started our church, I only have a vision. But we don't have place to gather our people. No enough space. And one day I was reading the local newspaper and I saw this advertisement that a place is being advertised. There was a wide space, 200 square meters. And I believe that's fitting to our growing number. And that's where the Lord touched me in a wonderful way that revival took place. Every night, people are coming, and though sometimes I lost my voice, but as soon as I stand in front and just read our scripture, spread of God moves mightily. There were one night that we were worshiping and policemen came to stop us because we didn't realize that our worship was already spreading around, and neighborhood start to complain because of the noise. But I believe we are destroying a stronghold by our worship, and so the devil is reacting. But one day I received a call from the owner of the building and said, "Mr. Bugtong, just to remind you that you have dormant lapses in your rentals. It's good to enjoy the presence of God, but there are also responsibility to take care of." And I was really challenged. And so one day, I stay home. I lock the door. And I said, "God, if this is the end of our ministry, so be it. But I beg you to please supply our needs." Well, I was grappling with God like Jacob when he grappled and wrestled with God. I just felt assurance. There is peace in my heart. There is peace in my heart. And after several minutes, my cell phone rang. But before my cell phone rang, I was wrestling with the Lord, closing my eyes. When I was closing my eyes, I saw in the realm of the Spirit hands handing me brown envelope.
And I realized that in that brown envelope, it is the money that we needed. So when I closed my eyes, I saw the blessing. I saw that envelope being handed to me. But when I opened my eyes, I don't see anything. So I like closing my eyes. I just want to close my eyes. You know, because when I close my eyes, I saw the provision of God. But when I open my eyes, I don't see anything. And the Spirit of God spoke in my heart and said, in the realm of the Spirit, your need has been provided for. Rejoice and celebrate. And I remember the word of the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when he said, rejoice even more. So I stood and I start jumping and clapping my hands and rejoicing, thanking God that He already provided our needs. And after that, my cell phone rang. And that person said, Pastor, where are you now? You know, we pastors, when even we are crying, when someone called us, we need to change our tone. I'm here just to, it seems I'm happy, but after all, I am really grappling with the Lord. I am crying with the Lord. You know, we don't like your members to know that you are crying. We want you to see that we are, you know. And I just changed my tone and, hey, I'm here just ready to go out. And he said, Pastor Tim, can I see you anytime today? Okay, we can meet downtown. And I told him the place. And I tell you, I was there sitting down. When that man came, I saw his hand. The thing I saw in the realm of the Spirit, it's not just a dream. It's not just a vision. It's reality. Here comes a man handing me that envelope. You know, you cannot, in the restaurant, open a place. You cannot just open an envelope. So after that man returned, because he said, Pastor Tim, I cannot stay home because I park and just side the road and policemen might get my placard. So when that man went back, I said, how much? I want to open it, but there are lots of people there. I need to go to the toilet or the CR. To just count it. And I tell you, God is good because it is more than enough to pay our responsibility. I tell you, lo and behold, God is true to His word that He will supply our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And until now, the Lord is blessing our church. Hallelujah. Guaranteed supply of all needs. You know, God has promised. But we need to respond in faith. Don't wait for everything to be met before you launch out to the work of God, to the mission. The most important is, if we have the call, we have the word. Amen? Greater needs requires greater generosity. So number 5, greater numbers of people needing miracles. During the time of Christ, He concentrated to the nation of Israel. But when He gave us the mission to go to the world, wow, can you imagine? We are now about 7 or more than 7 billion in the world. And how many Christians, how many unbelievers, how many sick people out of that 7 billion people, how many sick people, how many people who need miracle, how many of them need the touch of God? Greater numbers of people needing miracles. Praise God. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's time for us, people of God. It's time for us to believe even greater that we are commissioned to do miracles. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. What a wonderful God we serve. And don't you know that if the Lord has picked me up from a very humble place, in that part of the mountainous place in the Philippines, unknown man, never heard, if the Lord has picked me up to just bring you today to stand before you to preach, how much more with all the privilege, with all the education you have, with all the blessing you enjoy, God, I believe God can use you even greater. Go back to the global call to you. You know, the Lord is calling us to dive deeper, to depend so much on the Holy Spirit. Since the Lord allowed me to travel, I saw lots of miracles upon miracles. And God has chosen us. He commanded us to heal sick. Hallelujah. Number 6, greater works would also could, you know, would mean greater manifestation of glory. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, although it was referred to the building of the temple by Solomon, but I also believe that it has a prophetic message to our churches today. Greater manifestation of glory. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. Whatever glory you have experienced in this church, I tell you, there is greater glory. Why? In John chapter 17, 22, the Lord Jesus Christ looked unto his Father and said, I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. The purpose of the glory is to unite people, to empower us. I have given them the glory. There is something that Jesus has that he imparted to us. And don't you know that as we operate and as we pursue the glory, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is to empower every believer to get in love with Jesus. And that's why Jesus said, it is your advantage that I will go away, because if I'll go away, you will have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to empower us get in love with Jesus. Why there are those people who are willing to die for mission? Because they got in love with Jesus. That's the message that I want our young people to hear and experience, that they will get in love with Jesus. When you get in love with Jesus, you will naturally just reject the glory of Jesus. Amen. And not only that, the Holy Spirit is not only to get us get in love with Jesus, but to enable us become Jesus in character, to be like Jesus. I like that hymns that says, to be like Jesus is to be like him. And that is our motivation in life. That is our focus. I want to say thank you, because, you know, for the Todis that I was here, you know, last Friday, this family brought me to the Billy Graham your museum. And I tell you, as we just walk into that museum, you just feel the presence of God. I'm so impressed with the simplicity of his preaching. Yeah. Carries the power of God. Thousands upon thousands of people. You know, you're blessed in this city because I realize great men of God who impact the world, Dale Moody. When I was in the Bible school studying, and as part of my preparation for the ministry, I read a lot of books about Dale Moody. When I taught Sunday school, I learned that this man was responsible to introduce to us Sunday school. And I tell you, I grown up in Sunday school. I came to know the Bible because of Sunday school. But years back, there's a man whom God called to revolutionary introduce us something that will impact the world. I believe that the greater works God has for us, God can use every one of you to start something that it will not only impact this generation, but the generation to come if the Lord will not come. Amen. Greater manifestation of glory. Maybe you're grappling with some problems this morning. Maybe you are sick in body. Maybe you are being challenged. There were challenged in your ministry. There were challenged in your relationship. There were challenged in your work. But I tell you, as you allow yourself immersed in the glory of God, the wisdom of the Lord will come upon you and you will find solution. Greater glory. And last but not the least, now, before I go, number 7, I want us to read John chapter 4 and 13 that says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, then will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." It is the pleasure of Jesus to answer our prayers. Because when we ask anything in His name, it brings glory to the Father. In number 7, greater works could be men, greater opportunities. Greater in opportunities. Wow. In front of us, our innermost opportunities. I regard this morning as a great opportunity for me to stand before you. Because standing before you is not only just giving the message, but I am receiving challenge. God is increasing my faith because I know it is only God who opened this opportunity for me to come. But God uses people. I didn't realize that someday in our city, a couple by the name of Bill and Nancy will come and will have the opportunity to marry, to officiate the wedding of their son. And their God, on that wonderful occasion, God is orchestrating something. Because there's no coincidence with God. There's no coincidence with God. Only that we need to be sharp enough to just be sensitive on the next move of God in our lives. And because of that, I'm here having this wonderful opportunity. Being blessed by His word, by your fellowship, by your warm fellowship. And I give glory to God for that. May the Lord bless you. Great opportunities as long as it is day. You know, the word as long as it is day, for me, it tells me of opportunity. As long as there is day, what mean? It is an opportunity. Because a night is coming when no one can work. What does it mean? It is our opportunity to serve the Lord. And as long as it is day, what also mean? It tells me the word urgency. It is not just having opportunity, but there is an urgency of that opportunity because we cannot lose this opportunity to take this world for Jesus. We cannot afford to just play in faith. But this is an opportunity that requires us to move. While it is day, it does not only mean opportunity. While it is day, does not only mean urgency. But I tell you, it gives us the word privilege. We are so privileged. I am privileged, and I'm so grateful that I was born in this generation. I am so privileged that many years back, we are forever grateful. We don't know Jesus. We're in a dark place. But we are so privileged that God has taught you. You receive the Lord. And your great grandparents or your father or grandparents understood their role of influencing the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, you don't realize, don't you know, that those people who sent out missionaries, they don't realize the great impact their decision will do. Before I close my message, I would encourage you to reconsider the great influence God has given you as men and women of God. I just want to say, as I close, I am forever grateful to your kindness, to your heart. In behalf of those thousands upon thousands of people who are now enjoying the love of Jesus, not only in the Philippines, but beyond. Because you understood the importance of greater works, global in scope, plenteous in harvest. May the Lord bless this church to continually bring the living hope, not only in America and beyond. May I just invite you to please stand with me as I see a word of prayer. And if you are sick in body today, I pray that you will encounter the glory of God and manifest through healing. So before I finally give to our good pastor, may I just encourage those people who felt in their heart that you really need the touch of God in your life. God will heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. If you need to be touched by the Lord in your body, in that place where you are standing, I just want you to raise your hands as a sign of faith. Thank you. Thank you for those hands. How about those people who wanted to be used by the Lord even greater? Just keep raising your hands. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, As you have said in your word, that ask anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. I pray that you will touch the sick body. Heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. In faith, we are believing that this is the divine encounter. You have brought us all together for us to experience your greater works that manifested in healing this morning. And those who are discouraged in their heart, I pray that you bless them even greater. I pray that you will encourage them. I pray that you will empower them. And Lord, I pray that this ministry will continue to be used by you, Lord, to bring the living hope to everyone. I pray for Pastor Matt. Pray for his fellow pastors, the elders, the deacons, the members. Thank you, Lord, that you are so wonderful and great in their life. May you prosper them. May you bless them. And I thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity. Opportunity to just glorify you together. And all the glory and honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.